For our scripture reading, turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans chapter 8. And if you're using a Scofield Reference Bible, turn to page 1201, page 1201. We'll be reading verses 18 through 25. These eight verses, we'll read them responsively. If you'll notice the 24th verse, that is the text verse. And as we always do, let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And let's pray. Father, we need your blessing. Open our hearts and our minds to thy word. Bless with power our preacher in a special way. A very unique and sweet way today. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you had come to church this morning, heard that song, and gone home, it had been worth all the effort. I thank God that a long time ago, I learned to go to church looking for something. I learned to go needing something. And I'm looking for the answers to my needs when I go to church. And this morning, I'm going to elaborate on a truth that is an answer to some of your needs. I've never put it exactly like I'm going to put it this morning, and I'll guarantee you that you need to hear what I'm going to say. I'm going to speak this morning on you can turn your faith into hope. You can turn your faith into hope. A while ago, we read, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen is not hope. That is seen is not hope. But what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Father, bless our message from the Word of God today. And because it's from the Word of God, it's from God. And so bless our message from thee to the people through this poor servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you ever wish that you had the faith of somebody else? Did you ever say, I wish I had her faith? I wish I had his faith? Really, I don't think that's what you mean. I think you mean, I wish I had her hope. Or I wish I had his hope. I want you to follow every word this morning very, very carefully. And if you do, I think not only will you learn the truth, but I think you'll have encouragement, and God knows we need encouragement. One of the hardest words in the Bible on which to get a handle is the word hope. One reason is it is so difficult to separate the word hope from the word faith. we talk about in Titus 2 and 13, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. And in 1 John 3:3, he that hath this hope within him purifieth himself, even as he is also pure. And the word hope, hardly ever preached about. It's probably the second sermon I preached on hope in all the 25 and a half years I've been pastor here. And I feel somewhat convicted about it. It's a difficult word, because it is difficult to separate the word hope from the word faith. Yet there is a difference. And if you listen carefully this morning, I'll tell you what it is to your own benefit in your life. Hope is a larger word than faith. It's a bigger word than faith. Let me illustrate. Years ago, my pastor would stand up and he would say, Jesus is coming. My pastor preached more on the second coming than I do. He'd take Sunday nights, and maybe for 15, 20 Sunday nights in a row, he'd do nothing but preach on the second coming, rapture, tribulation period, Antichrist. It was really a big thing with him, big thing with me too, but he occupied far more of his preaching than it does in my ministry. And he'd preach on the rapture. He'd talk about a blessed hope, but it wasn't hope for me. I was ready for the rapture. And I believed it, but I didn't believe it. I believed it because the Bible said it. And then one day, it became a reality, a real truth. I was sure Jesus was coming. And I was sure he was going to take me with him. And I was sure of the rapture. And then it changed into a hope for me. A hope is something that you have already that you've not seen, but you know you have it. For example, Paul said, sorrow not, First Thessalonians 4, I think verse 17, sorrow not as those which have no hope. Now, I learned about heaven all my life, and I was that high. My mother taught me about heaven, and I heard my preacher talk about heaven all my life. But I knew it was there. But one day, it became a hope to me. One day I claimed it. One day I believed it. It became a hope. Now, follow me carefully. Please, very carefully. The first thing I have to do is review about 2 or 3 minutes on the subject of faith in order to understand hope. Let us look at faith. Faith is the key to all God's cupboards. Everything that God owns is made available to us by faith. But as I've said so often recently, faith includes doubt. Faith is not total assurance. Faith is always accompanied by some degree of doubt. This morning in our lesson, Jesus said to Peter, O thou of little faith. What did he mean? He meant, Peter, you got a heap of doubt. Listen now. Listen. Everybody listening. You got a heap of doubt mixed in with the faith. Jesus said to the man in the 9th chapter of Mark who had a son possessed of a demon, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the fellow said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And in response to that much faith, Jesus healed the man's son. The man had faith, but faith was mixed with doubt. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were going into the fire furnace, they said, our Lord will deliver us. We're not going to bow down and worship the golden image on the plains of Dura. Our Lord will deliver us. But if not, we're still going to do right. Now, in their faith, they had mingled doubt. They said, but if not, there was reservation. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 that God, by faith, they escaped the fiery furnace. It was their faith. Now, what kind of faith did they have? Had a kind of faith that had doubt with it. Now, follow me carefully. I'm going to talk on hope. Faith has doubt. Now then, faith becomes a risk. That means that when God answers our faith, it always leaves us with an element of surprise. You, in faith, ask for something. In faith, you launch out into something. When God answers that prayer of faith, because there also was doubt, or it's not faith, then there is a surprise when the answer comes. Now let's turn to hope. Here's the message. Don't miss it. When faith, hear me, when faith leads to assurance, it becomes hope. Faith is believing enough to risk something, though it's also mixed with doubt. But when the doubt is removed from faith, it becomes a hope. Illustration. A little lady is forsaken by her husband. He leaves her alone with the children. Now, she has faith to believe that God will care for her, that she can make it. If she gets a job, she believes that God will give her strength. If she tries hard enough, she believes that God will give her a job. That's faith. Now, hope is when the day comes when God assures her He's coming home. And when faith turns to assurance and the surgery is performed on the doubt, and the doubt is extracted from the faith, leaving total assurance, it is no longer faith, because faith always has doubt. But now it becomes hope. Because a hope, the blessed hope, I have no doubt that Jesus is going to come again. I have no doubt that I'll get raptured. I have no doubt but that He's going to bring His own with Him when He comes. I have no doubt but that my body should be like His. I have no doubt about it. It is a hope. It's not faith. It's a hope. If I had faith, it'd be mingled with doubt. Faith says, I know God will do this, I think. Hope says, I know God will do this, period. So, when faith erases its doubts, and the doubts are removed from faith, then it becomes hope. Now, what you need this morning is hope. There are people all over this room who need a hope. You need a hope that your son will return home. You need a hope that your health will be restored. You need a hope that you'll be employed again. You need a hope that God will take care of you. You need a hope that God will see you through your problems. Now, there are many of you who are working hard and believing that God is going to do it, but if He did it, you'd be surprised. But when that surprise upon the response of God is removed, and the doubt is extracted from faith, it becomes hope. And that's why I would not say this morning to you, I want you to have faith that the future is going to turn out okay. I want you to have hope. Because hope, when God announces to you it's going to happen, they used to call it in the old Nazarene circles, praying through. Praying through. I've prayed all night in years gone by for God to give revival somewhere in a church where I was preaching. I prayed all night believing God was going to do it, I thought, I hoped. But all of a sudden, I had the sweet, blessed assurance that the answer had come. And then faith turned into a hope. Because hope, now, I'm going to read several statements, and I want you to follow me very, very carefully on all of them. Faith is me doing my part. Hope is believing that God will do His part. Hear me again. Faith is a joint venture and a cooperative effort between me and God. I believe God will give me strength to care for the job. I believe God will help me do the job. I venture something. I risk something. I launch out on something. Now, that is faith. is a joint venture and a cooperative effort. Hope is all of God. Faith is a duet. Hope is a solo. Faith, hear me now, faith is Philippians 4:13. Hope is Philippians 4:19. Faith is, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. That's faith. Hope is, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You see, the faith is, I can do all things, God and I can do it. Hope is, I don't have to do it, God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hear me again carefully. Faith is risking all that God will react. Hope is believing that God will act. Hear me again. Faith is speaking to God and believing He hears. Hope is believing God will speak to me. You see what I'm saying? Faith is as long as I believe God will help me do it, but there is doubt that God will do it. There is faith and doubt. There is belief and unbelief. So, when I say, I believe God will help me do it, that's faith. But when I have done all I can, hear me now, when I've done all I can and have to leave the rest to God and have the assurance that God's going to do it, that's hope. I then have a hope. Hear me again. And this is worth hearing. Faith is Israel in Canaan planting and harvesting a crop under God's, with God's help. Hope is Israel in the wilderness waiting for manna to fall. Faith, when they're in Canaan, they plant, they sow, they pray for rain, they pray for sunshine, they pray for the harvest. They work, God responds to their work, that's faith. Hope is when they're in the wilderness and they have no land that can be cultivated, they're raising no crops at all, the only chance they've got is for God to do it, and they know God is going to do it. That's hope. Faith is believing what God can do with me. This may be the most important statement I make. Faith is believing what God can do with me. Hope is believing that what God will do without me and for me. Faith is the prodigal's father fattening the calf, buying the shoes, and buying the ring. That's faith. Hope is sitting on the front porch believing that God will send the boy home. He can buy the ring, he can't bring the boy back. He can buy the shoes, he can't bring the boy back. He can buy the suit of clothes, he can't bring the boy back. He can kill the fatted calf or fatten the calf, but he can't bring the boy back. But faith says, I'll buy the ring, I'll buy the shoes, I'll buy the clothes, I'll buy the calf, I'll fatten the calf, and hope says he's coming back. What are you going to do to bring him back? Nothing I can do, but he's coming back. How do you know he's going to come back? God has assured me he's coming back. So, hope is just a little bit farther down the road called faith. Now, if you'll keep on, see, you've got to act in faith. Faith is acting in belief. Mingle with doubt. But if you keep on acting and keep on working and keep on trying, it'll turn to hope someday. But you'll never have hope if you run short on your faith. Hear me again. Faith is doing all I can and believing, and hope is believing when I've done all I can. Let me say it again. Faith is doing all I can and believing. And many of you are there. You still have some strength. They're burdens, they're problems, but you have some strength. You still think things are going to turn out okay. You don't know for sure, but you think they are. You believe they are. You think. You hope. You have faith they will. You hope. And you keep on striving. You keep on working and saying, I believe God's going to do it. But you'll be surprised when He does. But you've done all you can. I mean, brother, you're at the end of your rope. You've done everything you can do. Hope is saying, it will happen. God will make it happen. Boy, I wish this morning you'd be sitting out there like a little bird waiting for a worm to fall. I wish this morning you'd be sitting out there waiting like a dog would wait for a morsel of meat to be dropped in his mouth when you hang it over. I'll guarantee you there are people this morning in this room, you've got nervous breakdowns you don't have to have, and you're about to despair when you don't have to, and you thought about suicide when it's foolish, and the reason is you have no hope. And if you, look, hope, watch me. I don't want this one on. I do want this one on. Just this one. Hope is the rabbit out in front of the greyhound. That's a worldly illustration, isn't it? But there it is. There it is right there. I'm going to get in this step. I'll get in this step. I'll get in this step. I'm going to get in. And as long as hope is, as long as you still believe the answer is coming, there's a man in this room, and I won't call his name, and maybe not over one or two of you know who he is, one of the finest men in this church. Years ago, his wife left. Years ago. But she's coming back. She's coming back. He knows she's coming back. He doesn't have any doubt about it. He knows she's coming back. He's waiting for her to come back. How many years? I've known him, I guess, 15, 20 years. But she's coming back. Why? He has a hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That means I don't think I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I have a hope. Now, I'll be honest with you. When I first got saved, I didn't have a hope. Let me play on some words here. Thessalonians 4:17. I think that's the verse. Don't look it up. Hang on. He said, "Don't sorrow that you sorrow not as others that have no hope." Now he's not necessarily talking about unsaved people there. He's talking about saved people too that have no hope. There are folks this morning in this room who are saved, but you have no hope for the rapture. You think Jesus is going to come again. Anybody, if he came, you'd be shocked. But there are others of us that the rapture has ceased to be faith, and now it is a blessed hope, and we're sure about it. And Paul is saying here, he's saying some Christian people, they don't have a hope yet. They know it, they've learned it, and they believe it, they think, and they see it's in the Bible, and they believe the Bible, but the rapture's never transferred yet into a hope, and that's why they sorrow in a way that we don't sorrow because we have a hope. Let me tell you something, Buster. I'm going to see my mama again. I'm going to see her. And when I see her, I won't be shocked. Now, there's some of you, you walk by the casket and say goodbye to what remains of your loved one, and you have faith, but that faith is mixed with doubt. But brother, you keep on having faith, and you keep on working and believing and risking, and one day God will reward that faith by giving you in its place a hope. And the hope is faith with the assurance all there. Hope is faith with the doubt missing and the doubt gone. Faith is believing what I can do. Hope is believing that there's nothing I can do. Faith is believing in the future. Hope is believing, usually believing, in repeat of the past. Jesus was here before. He says he'll come again. I believe it. And it's a hope. I know it. He rose from the dead. There was a day when I knew he did. And I knew the Bible said I would. But one day I knew I would. And now the resurrection is a hope. He ascended and told me that someday I would ascend. There was a day when I had faith that would happen because faith is mixed with doubt. But there came a day in my life when the doubt was taken away and my faith in my rapture, my resurrection, and my ascension became a hope, a blessed hope. Now, wait a minute, folks. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Looking for that blessed hope. Now, wait a minute. Hear me now. He's not only talking there. This is few folks that like to think. He's not only talking there about looking for Jesus to come. He's saying looking for the hope. He's not saying looking for the rapture. He's saying looking for the day when the rapture becomes a hope. looking for a hope. You can find that hope this morning. You can find Titus 2:13 this morning if you're looking for a hope. That's what you need now, is a hope. You say, how can I get hope? You just keep on in faith doing what you're supposed to do. And one day God says, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll take the faith away and put a hope in its place. Faith is work. Hope is peace. Faith is hope perfected. I'm sorry, hope is faith perfected. Hope is God's reward. Are you listening? Hope is God's reward. I wish you knew how much you need this. Some of you folks sit out there looking around right now. You got a baby in the nursery that's perfectly healthy and well. You wait till your baby gets leukemia. You're going to need what I'm preaching about. You sit there right now, no problems. What time can we eat? What time can we get out of here? Well, the bucket's going to overflow before 12 o'clock. What's going to happen? And you look around, it doesn't mean a thing to you, but there's going to come a day, I don't care who you are, the clouds are going to come, the midnights are going to come. And brother, if you can, before the midnights come, if you can have your faith, that means you and God can do it, transferred to a hope, which means I know God will do it, then you'll be undergirded when the midnights come. Hope is faith finished. A widow. Hear me, a few illustrations, and I'll finish. Hear me carefully. I'm trying to pick out an illustration that will affect most everybody here. Four or five of them, hoping that one will affect you. A widow is rearing her children by herself. Or, maybe she's been forsaken by her husband. She's been left with the children. She rears them alone. And by the way, that's one of the finest armies of ladies in this church. I'll tell you something else, too. I'll take those kids that those little widows and forsaken women turn out, and I'll guarantee you, brother, they'll turn out probably as many or more percentage of good kids than kids have moms and dads both in a home. I don't know why it is, but I'll guarantee you there's something about it. Now listen carefully. That little widow, she has faith that God will give her a job. That's her and God. I can do all things through Christ. She has faith that God will give her a job. That's faith. She has faith when she gets up this morning that God will give her strength for today. That's faith. She and God. She can do all things through Christ. She and God. Wait a minute. She has faith that God's going to turn her kids out right. And she works to see to it. She may bring those kids by my office every time their report card comes out, as numbers do. And I'm the fellow, I'm the man that checks report cards and says that's good or bad, or you could do better, or you couldn't do worse. But she has faith. She believes, but she has doubt. She says, I'm giving my all to rear my kids. I'm giving my all. Tosses at night and says, I wonder. Oh, I wonder. It's going to be okay. I wonder. That's faith. She keeps on going, though. She doesn't throw in the towel. She has faith. That's her and God. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Then, but, one day, one blessed day, God says to the Holy Spirit, go down and give her hope in place of faith. And all of a sudden, she begins to shout and she says, thank God, He has given me the assurance everything is going to be all right. How does she get the hope? She kept on acting on faith. She throws in the towel, hope won't come. She keeps on acting on faith, keeps on getting up, keeps on working, keeps on training, keeps on praying, believing God will do it, but having some wonder if He will. Then all of a sudden God says, Holy Spirit, she's trusted me with some doubt. Take away the doubt and give her the victory song to sing. That, ladies and gentlemen, is hope. Illustration. A college student in faith comes to college. He knows he's going to graduate, he thinks. No doubt in his mind he wishes. But he says, I'm doing it. What if he and his wife, or maybe he alone or she alone, leaves home, leaves friends, leaves family, comes off to college to a place they know not where? Either live in a telephone booth with five other girls? Or five other boys, or live in an attic apartment with five rats. And he says, Dear God, give me strength. He beats the pavement, gets the job, believes God, that's faith. And then one day, all of a sudden, after 2 or 3 years maybe, of him keeping on, wondering, he says, God will do it, but I wonder if he will. Yes, he will. I hope. I know he'll do it. I think. That's faith. But he keeps on going. Faith is the act. By faith, they crossed the Red Sea. By faith, Abraham offered a sacrifice. By faith, they did something. And by faith, always an active thing. But wait a minute. One day, God says, Holy Spirit, that fellow's paid the price now. He's acted and he's kept on believing, kept on working. He's had a tough time. Holy Spirit, go down and announce to him, I'm going to take his faith away and replace it with hope. And all of a sudden he says, I know now. I know now. God will see me through. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. That's the hope. Now, you don't get a hope right away. You get a hope in response to continued faith. Illustration. A mother sits in a hospital beside a child that's ill. I call Linda. Linda, our middle daughter, she and Johnny have a little girl named Melissa. Melissa had surgery. Melissa's born with a club foot. Her little foot got worse and worse to where one foot was this way and one foot was this way, and she'd run and stumble over her foot because it was facing in. She had surgery Thursday, I think it was, for that foot. And I called Lyndon Wednesday afternoon, and Linda said, Dad, Melissa's doing okay, but I'm not doing very well. And she was crying. I called her the next morning. I said, how you doing? She said, better. She said, in the bed right next to Melissa, there's a little girl, beautiful little girl that has muscular dystrophy. She says, Dad, no. Melissa's not as bad as I thought she was. Now, wait a minute. Here's a mother sitting in bed, beside a bed. Let's take a little child that has a disease like that. Maybe the doctor said she'll not make the night. And the mother nurses the child with her care, with her hands, and cares for her with every bit of loving care that a mother can give. And she says, Dear God, give me wisdom to take care of my child. And she does everything she can. And finally, at 3 o'clock in the morning, she says, I've done all I can. I've done all I can. And God says, okay, you've had faith. I'm going to give you hope. And time again, you moms and dads know what I'm talking about. A calm, sweet assurance has come across your breast as all of a sudden, it's as if God announced it by the angelic voices of glory, came to say she's going to get well. And you know it now. You know it. Why? Because God has given you a peace and no doubt mixed, no unbelief mixed with your belief. And faith has turned to hope. Illustration. You have a burden. And yet you're working on in the burden. You smile. We don't feel like smiling. You work and you're too tired to work. And you've got a burden. Bends you beneath the load. It's load. But you keep on believing and working. That's faith. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But then there comes one day after all that praying in faith. There comes the announcement from God, and God gives you the sweet assurance that victory is going to come. Now listen carefully, I'm through. You can have hope in one area and faith in another. There are some things in my life that I have faith will come to pass. I believe they will, but if it happened today, I'd faint. And I'm doing all I can to bring them to pass. And I've risked some things, and I've stepped out, and I'm doing all I can, and I'm saying I can do all things through Christ. I want you to notice this now. Hear me carefully. Paul did not say, I will do all things through Christ. He said, I can do all things. That's faith. Faith says, I can. Don't know if I'm going to, but I can. When that can becomes a will, that's hope. And then when Paul said, my God will supply all my needs according... Now, I have some areas of my life where I believe it, but I'd be shocked if it happened. I have other things in my life I know going to happen. I know. Sunrise east, sets the west, 2 and 2 is 4. The Pope's a Catholic, and this is going to happen. Now, that is. This is going to happen. I know. God has given me the victory in some areas of my life that certain things are going to happen, and I know it, no doubt. I know God's going to do it. That's hope. That's hope. Now, I have some things in my life. I'm not to the hope stage yet. I'm still in the faith stage. I really believe God's going to do it. I really think He is. I hope. I believe He is, I think. And I am going ahead and acting as if He did. You say, Brother Howes, why are some things faith and some things hope? Because I kept on with faith. I kept on working when I doubted. And then I believed. And I worked and I doubted and I worked. And I believed and I worked and I doubted and I worked. And I believed and I worked and I doubted and I worked. And I kept on. And in response to that faith of me working and believing and not believing, God announced the victory. And that's why some things in my life, I have to say, my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. But there's some things about which I can sing. I have a hope. Have a hope. I know God. How many of you this morning? And I'm through with this. I was through a while ago too, and I'll be through again after a while. The buckets are tilting right now. How many of you this morning have faith the buckets will not empty while we're in here? Wait a minute. How many of you this morning? I'll be honest. Let's be honest in closing. How many have this morning? There's something that you have prayed for and worked for years. And there was a time when you were not sure that God was going to respond and give you the answer. But one day God came, and with a sweet peace of God, one day God came, and now, though you don't know how it's going to happen, you don't know where it's going to happen, you don't know who's going to help make it happen, but you are as sure as you are that you are breathing this morning that it's going to happen. How many of you have something like that? You don't. It'll take a miracle, but you know it's going to happen. God has given you the assurance, and your faith has turned to hope, and you have in some area of your life a hope. Would you raise your hand? Then you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you used to have faith about this thing, but you kept on working in faith, and God transferred hope for faith. Now, wait a minute. How many of you, and it could be the same people in another area, how many of you in your life, you have something that you believe God's going to do, and you're risking on it. I mean, you're stepping out on it. You risk it on, and you're working to see it. And you've, the word's not gamble, but you've risked something. You've ventured something because you believe God's going to do it. Now, the truth is, if He did it right now, you'd probably have a heart attack and a stroke and a nervous breakdown, and you may even get sick too. How many of you would say, preacher, there's something I'm really praying for, and I am risking my life that it'll happen? But I'll be honest with you. I still tremble when I say I have faith. Raise your hand in some area. All right. You say, how can I make that hope? Keep on believing. And keep on risking. And keep on doing all things through Christ. And in just a few verses later, He'll change it. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. In summary, I can do all things through Christ. That's faith. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's hope. For hope is God's reward to continued faith. Our Heavenly Father, I want the folks to understand this so bad till I hurt. I want hundreds and thousands of people to get this truth. I want it so badly. ache. I pray that you'd sink it deep into our souls. Thank you for hope. And thank you that hope is when we can do nothing else. But no, God will. Our heads are bowed.